Hi, this is Anne. Gina and I wanted to say something at the beginning, just at the top of this podcast. We did tape something last night, but true to how this week's going, I lost that recording. I have no idea what happened to it. So you're just going to get me. This is Anne. What happened was a travesty. It was disgusting. We can't believe that any of our listeners, whatever political side you're on, would think that any of this was okay. We don't want people to think we take any of this lightly. That being said, we are a reality TV podcast, and we just want to bring a little light into your weekend. This show, we have Jen on. She has a Instagram page called Blocked by Jax. She's hilarious. We hear her take on this week's Bravo shows, and she shares a little bit of her dating life in NYC. She's fantastic. So we hope you have a nice weekend.
Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Okay, this evening we are going to be joined by the one and only Jen from the Blocked by Jax Instagram. Jen, I have to know a little bit about, I mean, I can imagine where you came up with the name, but how long ago did you start this page? Because you have, what, 25,000 followers or something?
Something like that. I have it, 27.5, so it's very surreal. Yeah, I started it almost exactly a year ago. I think it was like February 10th. I remember it was my February break because I'm a teacher and I had the week off. And I had started it then. And it was just a joke, honestly. Like, my friend and I were just kind of, like, for shits and giggles, we were looking at Bravo accounts. And she was like, you could totally do this, you, and make memes and all that. So I started it. And then when I started it, I wasn't really doing it as much because I was at work and things. And then the pandemic happened. And it was like remote learning, all this stuff. And I had a lot of free time on my hands. So it just kind of, I went with it. And now here we are 11 months later. And
oh my gosh.
That is crazy. Now, you are one of the funniest. I know there's a lot of people who watch the shows and they do stories during them. I'm not joking, but yours is like my favorite. Every single thing you point out and say, I'm like, exactly, exactly. I encourage everybody, all of our listeners, to go and follow your page. But specifically watch your stories, and you kind of talk about some dating things you do, and I think it's hilarious. Can I ask you how old you are?
Sure, I'm 30.
And then you go on these dates and you kind of talk about them, which is freaking hilarious. And then you're in New York City, right?
Right.
How do you even go on dates in New York City during a pandemic?
So, I mean, everything's outdoor seating right now, and like a lot of restaurants have set it up really good where they have kind of like these little like huts for you, and it's like your own little private room. So they've been really creative, and honestly, I love going out just because I feel so bad for a lot of the restaurants, and it's just, like, devastating, everything that's happening. So I'm like, you know what? If I am at work full-time in the classroom at school, like, I can eat outside and feel safe. Like, my students are disgusting. Like, they just, like, draw on, like, they're, so if I haven't gotten it from them, like, I'm confident going out to dinner, but it, like, I swear to God, guys up here are the worst people to date. It's awful. They think they're the hottest shit that's ever happened. And
yeah, I've heard that about New York.
They don't
want
to settle down until they're like 48. And
it's, yeah,
it is painful. And my brother is 29 and he lives in the city. And he's like one of those people.
Oh, no.
That's even worse. That's so hard.
Guys that... I was like, I don't want to have kids till I'm like 38. I'm like, oh my God, you are the worst. I'm like, why are you like this? It's funny hearing it from his point of view because he's like, why are you like this?
Like what? Isn't the like male to female ratio really out of whack in New York too?
It is. And I just feel like the culture here is so different because I'm like from the area also. And one of my really good friends is from South Carolina, and she moved to New York, and she's like, all of my friends, and she's a few years younger than me, she's like, all of my friends have, like, kids, and they got married when they were, like, 23. I'm like, it's different here. Like, yeah, no one, yeah. That's, like, unheard of here. I only have one friend who's married, and, like, yeah. And she has a kid, and, like, none of my friends are getting married. Like, a few are, but much later up here, I feel like. Obviously, too, like, Corona has just ruined everything, too. And
for sure,
some people are, like, obviously, like, uncomfortable going out, which I respect. And they're really hot. And I'm like, God damn it. Like,
well, we want to talk a little Bravo with you. We were just going to go over, like, this week's Bravo shows, touch base, get your thoughts on each of these shows. What are you feeling about Real Housewives of Orange County this season? What are your thoughts, concerns?
I have so many concerns. And I was just thinking the other day, I was watching Bravo and there was a commercial, and it was just a commercial for OC, and they were playing people's like Twitter reactions to the show. And people were like, this is the best season ever. This is, and I was like,
really?
I was like trying to take pictures to like find these people on Twitter and be like, what are you talking about? What about this is so good? And I didn't realize that next week was the finale. And I was like, nothing has happened. Shannon hasn't left her house. And she's probably making like thousands of dollars this season. And just nothing has happened. It's been awful.
I was watching it too. And I couldn't believe last night when I was watching it. And I'm like, oh my God, next week is already the finale. And like you said, nothing has happened.
But I'm okay with it being the finale because nothing's fucking happening.
Exactly.
Done.
I'm so ready to be done. I don't like Elizabeth. This whole episode was Elizabeth telling everybody individually about her horrible childhood and being raised in a cult. I mean, I feel sorry for you, Elizabeth, but do we have to hear you tell that story 5,000 times to every single person individually?
And it took her forever to tell the story. Like, she dropped little nuggets here and there, and then finally she told the whole story. But by then, it's like we were all so sick of hearing it, I hate to say, but it was like, God...
It's so bad. And the fact that that is like the big thing of the episode just speaks volumes to like where it's going right now. And I just think it's the cast. Like, they have no chemistry. You can tell that Shannon's like forced to hang out with them and she never speaks to any of them, I'm sure, outside of filming.
No.
Like, I'm so sick of hearing her complain. This might be an unpopular opinion. I cannot stand Bronwyn.
Oh, no, it's not unpopular to us. We feel the same way. You feel bad saying that, but it's like, Bronwyn, get over yourself. She's so about herself. It's all about me, me, me. And because she's sober, she's enlightened. And I'm like, oh, my God, stop. It's too much.
I can't. And just like she was pissing me off so much on their trip when she was calling Sean and she's like, I told you to be by your phone like at all times.
She's a monster.
Everything. It rotates around her and I can't take it. It's not that interesting. Sorry that you're an alcoholic. Like, that really sucks. I'm happy you're not anymore, but okay. Next thing. And
so this week it came out there's so many other things that happened this week, but I remember at the beginning of the week that there was, her and Sean did a live and somebody asked, would you be jealous if Sean dated somebody else? And she's like, of course I would be. I'm thinking, you selfish bitch. My God.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. And I just can, like, I feel really bad that she says that. But also, I'm like, why isn't he like, no, you have a girlfriend? Like,
yeah. No, he doesn't say anything. He's so, like, injured and he's just sticking by her side. And then her blaming him for enabling her. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're blaming your husband. He's such an enabler. Oh my God. And these new friends of hers, like, who are you? You're living at the house?
Well,
I don't understand that whole situation.
I want to know. This whole Sherry thing, who is her friend that has kids. She's a single mom, but she's living with them. It's just weird. Why is she living with them? Because she's a support person for her while she's going through Alcoholics Anonymous? I don't understand. She's got 7 kids and a husband, and she needs to bring someone else into their family to support her? Like, are you kidding?
I've ever heard. Like, I don't know if she's just calmer around this person, because like during quarantine my sister's boyfriend was quarantined with my family, and whenever I was around him I felt like I acted more normal because
that's true.
So I've been screaming at every, and then I got to a point was like, I don't really give a shit what he thinks, and I had like 8 meltdowns. But I don't know if that's what she wants, but the whole thing is just so off to me, because you have little children. You have like, they're, what, like, between 2 and 6 years old, like, half of her kids.
Yeah.
And this is the environment that you're choosing to create for them. And I just will never understand her. I feel like Sean is really only sticking by her side because they have 7 kids. And if all the kids were grown or they didn't have any, I bet he would be like, fuck you, bye. And I'm going to.
I hope he would. I know that's the thing. I hope he would. But it feels like he has no life without her. Like, he doesn't even know how to function without her.
Well, but and we also find out that she's really never with her kids. I mean, that's kind of what we learn this season. Is she's gone. She's out with her girlfriends. And that whole scene where she's talking with Sean about, you know, wanting to be out and being with her friends, and he's having a problem with it. She totally tried to justify why she's never there. And he's like, I just want you to be present and with me. And she had an answer for everything. Well, every time I'm with you, you're never engaged, and you're always on your phone, or you're always... I mean, it's always...
She blames him. She blames him. And she also wants to blame her mother, Dr. Deb, who, by the way, probably is a big part of this.
Yeah, right.
But
I'm sure she does. But yeah. I mean, at this point, she's like on the road to recovery and whatnot, and she's still acting like a psycho and blaming everybody. Like, I mean, I don't really know anyone who is like a recovering alcoholic or anything, but I feel like when you get to that point, it's kind of like, okay, now I'm realizing these things and I need to really come to terms with how I got here and accept responsibility. And she's just everyone's
not happening.
No. Yeah. I also think she should have gone into like a treatment facility, because that's where you learn those tools, not just showing up at an AA meeting. You're learning steps, but you're not learning how to function outside, you know, in the real world.
No, it's very bizarre. Yeah. It's so strange to me. I don't know. On Christmas Eve, I saw like my aunt and uncle, and I walked in their house. My uncle was like, I hate Bronwyn.
Well, we're all on the same page with the OC. We're ready for it to be over. Okay, let's hear your thoughts on Salt Lake City. I mean, this last episode, golden. Is Jen Shaw going to be back? And we also saw that Andy put out this video that it was, 9 hours of taping the finale. And it's like unheard of for a first season housewife show.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Jen Shaw? Yes, no.
You know, I feel like every franchise really needs like that crazy person. Like, it's boring if you don't have these overdramatic people. I feel like Ramona is genuinely out of her mind, and yeah, she doesn't even have to try to be. It's just her.
Yes.
I do feel like Jen tries a little too hard to kind of be like the crazy one and the one in the headlines and like making waves or whatever. So that feels a little disingenuous to me. And I feel like she's acting sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, lost her shit at the party the other night. After telling everyone, like, I don't want drama. Don't talk about it here. And then she was like, like, it was.
I mean, just her dancing, that worm.
Oh, my God.
I was the dancing of the worm.
The dancing.
First off, just even when you're kind of drunk or drinking and you're dressed up. I mean, lifting her leg, that was a little scary. You never know what was going to happen down there. And then her attempting the worm. When have you gotten on the ground on purpose at a party to, like, do a move?
The worst part was she professed how great of a dancer she was. And of all dances, you pick the freaking worm? That's how you're going to show your dance moves?
And then I was dying because when she was standing, the only move she did was to go like this.
Oh, yeah. And it was horrible.
She was bobbing her head and body.
She was awful.
Any technique.
Not going to lie, Whitney. Whitney can move.
Yeah, Whitney can dance.
I think Jen was just jealous. Oh, that
totally.
100%.
Yeah, she said, I have brown girl rhythm. And it's like, yeah, but you don't.
Yeah, but you don't. I was
you don't have
actually
it.
Embarrassed for her because she was that bad.
It was bad.
It was really bad.
Whitney, you know, her being drunk. I mean, that's the way you are at a party. That didn't bother me. Like, she was clearly out of her mind. Love how her husband just kind of lets her do it. Yeah. It's actually amazing. He's out playing. He's shooting the golf balls.
He just wanted to golf. And let's talk about the party. Okay, so it's supposed to be an 80s themed party, but yet Jen comes in a Beyonce Coachella outfit, which was not even on theme.
No.
And then the party's at Topgolf where you're served wings and fries. And like, this is your big, you know, Shaw Squad party. And by the way, she has that fucking Shaw Squad illuminated sign at every single party she has. Why?
So she's just so extra. And I was laughing because like she had that Beyonce outfit. And I'm like, your husband really thinks you guys are going to Popeyes in this? And I'm like, wait, maybe he does. Maybe she's just extra all the time that he thinks that they're going to Popeyes and she's wearing thigh-high gold boots and, like, a black unitard. Like, the theme, like, did not make sense at all. No. I get that your husband likes golf and he enjoys that era of time, but you need to pick one and you need to stick with it. And golf, that's not a theme. That's not, no. Like, just ditch that. And unless you want everyone to wear, like, polos and golf skirts, like, that's not fun at all.
No.
Yeah.
You just need to one.
It was just all off. And it her getting sad. So crazy. The other thing about Whitney, I appreciate when a drunk girl tells a story and then she stops it and retells it and retells it. Like, that's what I feel like I totally would do.
Like, I put that on my live. I was like, this, like, 3-second story is taking an hour and a half. And Heather's like, come on. Just, like,
spit it out.
That's why Heather had to take it over.
Like, it was never going to happen.
It was never going to happen. No. She was just the glazed over look. I was like, so for it. I mean, Whitney, for me, usually little put on. I don't like her little interviews, to me, seem a little scripted. This Whitney, loved. I felt like, okay, this is Whitney. Love that.
Party girl Whitney. Yep. What are your thoughts about Mary? Love her, hate her, think she's...
And where has she been?
So Mary is somebody, like, I obviously would never want her in my personal life, and I would never want to know her, but I reposted something that, I forget, another Bravo account had posted, and I shared it, and it was, like, normalize hating and loving a housewife at the same time.
Yes.
Like, everyone's like, Giselle needs to be canceled, Kansas City, like... No, we need them because they're the drama. You don't have to like them, but that's part of the fun of Bravo. Like, you don't like this one, but you love this one. So while she is batshit, it's hilarious. Like, I made my siblings watch it one night, and I'm, like, hyping her up. I'm like, you have to watch it. This girl, like, fucks her grandpa, and she, like, married him and all this stuff. And then she wasn't in the episode at all.
She, like, hasn't been in the last two, really. I mean, this last one she was barely in.
And I feel like she's my selling point when I try and get people to watch Salt Lake City. And then they watch it, and they're like, okay, that girl you were talking about was in it for 2 seconds. And my brother was like, I can't believe I just wasted, like, an hour of my life.
I hate when you try to hype something up and they don't see the genius of it.
And then the whole time you're like, I promise it's better. And, like, you have to, like, explain.
You can't really explain Mary, but I'm also wondering if they intentionally cut out a lot of her scenes. I mean, Mary's a kind of a scary person. I have, like, I don't know. I go back and forth with Mary to the point where I feel bad for her, then I'm kind of afraid of her.
But she's not invited to anything. They're not inviting her.
Well, I know. So how is she going to stay on the show if she's not friends with the cast? But, oh, my God, that bedroom with all of those clothes and shoes. This is a 20,000-square-foot house. You mean to tell me you don't have another room for your shit?
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, anxiety looking at that.
Me too.
Oh my God, I was freaked out. And I had posted on the live that night too, like, you need Jen, you have to invite her to this party. She needs to be at events. She needs to be present. You need, like, you have to just do it. Do it for the show. Do it for the, like, the fans. But you're right, she's not invited to anything. And the only time we see her is when she's, like, talking shit about someone to something else. And there's never any conflict.
Because nobody wants to be around her. So, how did the grandmother get this empire? Not, I mean, what did she say? There's a house in Vegas, New York, Indiana, Orlando, Salt Lake City. Then they own a mortgage company, churches, like
daycares.
Yeah, plural, that's not scary. Singular. Daycare. Like, what the fuck? And she inherited all of this? What's going on?
It's
close
the
freaking church. You have all these other, you know, properties and shit.
Don't rent them out.
Yeah, no, we don't have to rent them out. There's something definitely wrong. And then and then you see her cousin in the background cleaning up after her.
No. Yeah, I mean, there's something weird going on. Like, totally. An empty house in Indiana, unless you're, like, hiding bodies or something that.
I just want to know more, but we're not getting more. Give us more Mary.
Did you guys happen to see her on Watch What Happens Live?
Uh-uh.
She's fucking crazy.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I taped it. I gotta watch it.
I mean, even Andy was kind of like, okay.
So do you think production's afraid of Mary?
She's just, like, her answers for everything he was asking her, just the way she responded was like, oh my God, I feel like she's about to.
She's not very smart.
Like, she kind of reminds me of in the original Carrie movie, like, you know, when Carrie's looking at everyone and like killing them
with their eyes,
like on Watch What Happens Live, she'd be like, like, and she's terrible. And she was saying on Watch What Happens Live that she didn't realize that her eyes would bug out like that. And she thought it was production making them do that. And then
you're
she
joking.
Realized, like, no. They actually do bulge out of my head and like gyrate and shake whenever I'm like.
How can
out.
You not know that? Yeah. I know when I get drunk and when I'm sober and I'm expressive.
Your eyes pop
my
in.
Eyes pop out. I have big fucking eyes. And that's what they do. They're, you can't tell me she doesn't know that. She never looked at herself no, doing that. Come on.
Didn't you get the impression like she's not quite all there? I mean, there's definitely something not right with her.
There's something off. And I mean, I feel bad. Like, I can't imagine that her life growing up was easy.
Right.
I mean, and even when she talked about like not even having sex with her grandpa husband for like months because it was so weird to her. And so like part of me feels like, okay, what did she go through growing up? What were they forcing her to do? What kind of education on her? But then at the same time, it's like, okay.
Well, and remember, she said something about her mother was really upset that she got everything because it's the mother's mother, obviously, right, who had all this. So she was like, the mother wanted it all, and the grandmother gave it to her. Like, what was the grooming? There was some grooming process happening.
Some weird shit happened.
Yeah.
Her husband was definitely like, I do not want to fucking marry your daughter. Give everything to Mary.
Yeah, I think so.
Grandmother was much older than him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably like, look, bitch, when you die, I don't want your daughter.
Give me your granddaughter.
I want the hot granddaughter.
Like, give me that one with the eyes.
And it's so nuts. Have you seen pictures of them when they
were younger?
Like 20 years ago?
Oh my God, that's so weird. When she's a little girl.
She's like unrecognizable, though. I would never look at that and be like, that's Mary.
No.
No, she looks totally
It's
different.
Very strange. Okay, so speaking of which, I always really like Meredith and her husband, but now everybody's saying that it's all put on for the show and shit. Like, that's disturbing
that
to me.
That they're really not back together?
No, that they really are, but everything else was kind of scripted, their little back together thing, you know, last week. Yeah, so I'm having a problem with that because I really like Meredith.
I know, I like her too. I mean, she's a little monotone for me, and I liked Brooks a lot in the beginning. I will say I like him a little less now. He's kind of losing his charm a bit. But I mean, I heard something weird that she had like a boyfriend in New York City, and she's like, well, that's why she was going to leave him. But she doesn't want that to air on the show while they're trying to work out the separation. I have, like, no idea. But this all needs to really come to light soon. And
it will. Nothing stays hidden. We were never Brooks fans.
No.
I wanted to like him because I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. And then it's like, what a spoiled little asshole you are.
Yeah.
I liked him in the beginning because I remember they were going hiking and he, like, got all dolled up and was like, okay, so, like, how long are we hiking?
Yeah, he could have been good.
I totally relate to that. And then just as it keeps going, I'm liking him less and less. Mm-hmm. And I really just don't care when he's on the TV anymore. I'm like, all right, whatever.
That's the consensus, I think.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel that way.
I was totally shocked to see, what's her name? Husband.
Heather?
Heather's husband. Ex-husband coming on. I'm like, he actually filmed?
Yeah.
And he brought them all little Valentine gifts. That was nice.
He's a strange looking person. I looked at him and I was like, that's who this big deal, like this big head honcho guy of like the Mormon church is. I was like, I could like flick him and he would go flying. Like,
I can't tell if he didn't age gracefully or if he lost a lot of weight.
I think he lost a lot of weight.
Something like that.
He looks totally different than the pictures that we've seen. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
And he's really tall, too, so I feel, and, like, my dad is 6'5", and he lost a ton of weight recently, and I was like, you look kind of weird, like, you look up. He was like, it's my height, like, it's all relative, and I feel like, it's, like, it's more noticeable with, like, taller people. I don't know, I was, like, looking at him, and I was like, wow, he looks, like, just very long and skinny.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, like, dying that story that they divorced because of, like, a baptism.
He didn't get his
that
way.
Was weird.
He didn't get his way, and it was over. I was like, wow.
Well, he's, like, a billionaire or something, so he's used to getting his way.
Those girls are very sweet, though. I like Meredith's girls. Meredith, not Meredith. God, Heather.
Heather.
Lisa can just go. Lisa, I'm over with. Talk about monotone. Just, ugh. Like, she brings nothing to the show to me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I was saying to someone recently, like, remember that whole drama she had with Whitney at the beginning? Like, whatever happened to that? It just kind of stopped.
Yeah, I don't even remember. Now I don't even remember what they were.
Like, Whitney was like, your employees were unprofessional.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we never even saw them resolve that. Forgot about that.
Just faded.
It just stopped. Like, no one ever brought it up again. There was never, like, a conversation about it or a moving on conversation. Like, nothing.
That is so weird. You're right. Yeah.
And I'm like, I want them to fight.
So I can't wait for the reunion. I guess I don't know if the contracts are out yet, but there's a lot of speculation that maybe Jen won't be back because the viewers feel the same like everybody else does, that she's just inauthentic and she's trying too hard. Do you guys think she'll actually be back? I mean, without her, what do we have? They have to bring somebody else in.
Well, Mary. But do we want Mary to handle all that? I don't know.
I think that they could give her maybe one more, like a second season, another try. But I feel like if she's bringing the exact same thing to season two, then they need to cut the cord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. How sad was it, though? I just remembered that when her and Whitney were going crazy and she got really mad, she threw her glass on the ground and her son was like, Mama, Mama, stop. And he like whisks her away. That poor kid. And then we see next week that Coach Shaw blames her for drinking. I freaking love it. You know, he doesn't drink. So
right,
he's like,
because
because you were drinking, you're acting that way. I mean, of course that's why she was acting that way. Nobody acts that way sober.
Right.
Well,
I've done the worst things of my life or the most embarrassing things when I'm drunk. When I'm drunk, I'll text like people I shouldn't text. And then I start fucking off. And like, that's what drunk people do.
Of course.
They make the poorest decisions. And like, my sister's boyfriend is actually Muslim and he doesn't drink and she's very drunk. And it's funny, he'll just sit there like this,
oh my gosh.
After quarantine, I was like, he must think we are the biggest alcoholics he's ever seen in his entire life. Cause I drink every single day during quarantine. He's probably like, she needs help. But
course. I mean, I always say that when we talk about brawling and go through, I'm like, well, people probably think I'm a fucking alcoholic. I drink every single night. I'm not getting drunk every night, but I have a drink every night.
And what's wrong with that?
My roommates are big, like, weekend drinkers. Like, they don't really drink a lot during the week. And I, like, 5 o'clock hits and I get one. And, like, my roommate and I both ordered a bunch of wine together one time. We each got, like, 10 bottles.
Oh, my God.
Wine was gone. Weeks and she's still like 8 bottles left. And
oh my god,
this was like a month ago.
Speaking of which, should we move on to Southern Charm?
Oh my god, what a shit show this beach party was.
These guys, okay, how weird is it that Shep looks like the good guy now?
Yeah,
what is happening?
What a transformation.
He's like the normal one.
What assholes Craig and Austin were this one.
Oh my god, I cannot stand the sight of Austin anymore.
I can't either.
Why would he show up to this? Why do you show up? First, let's talk about this little dinner thing. Ew, that beach.
Yeah,
horrible.
That was not a nice, cute beach.
No.
Like a sandbar, it looked like in the
yeah.
Like
30 minutes away. And you're like, what? You're showing up to that? And they all thought it was great. Right. Now, why would you show up, Austin? Like,
because he can't not quit her.
Austin, and he thinks that he is like God's gift to this earth. So it does not surprise me that he would just show up somewhere like that and think, and I genuinely think in his head that he was like, she wants me to go.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for sure. Well, and maybe, you know, we see them and she calls him and says, I don't think you should show up. I talked to Craig. He said, we need to quit each other, whatever. But you know, there's something in her voice that probably is like, but you can show up.
Right. And like, they have that pattern too, where each other will meet each other on and get back together, then do it again. And
I am not a huge Madison fan. I kind of don't like her. I think she's manipulative. I think she totally uses her looks to get what she wants. I don't like her. I don't think she's a nice person.
No, she's mean. I mean, I think and like, this is just how you can tell what I think about Austin. I don't like Madison at all, but I think she's too good for him.
Yeah.
And yeah.
She was saying on Watch What Happens Live last night that like, and Pringle was saying like, they like bring out the worst in each other. Like she is so mean, like because of him. And someone asked her on Watch What Happens Live last night, like, how does this affect your son? Like, you're bringing this man in and out of his life, and he's a little kid. And she's like, he doesn't see Austin that much. Like, it's not like that. Look,
I don't believe it.
I don't know. They showed Austin helping him with his schoolwork. So that's bullshit.
Yeah, but didn't you love on Watch What Happens Live? Andy was not cutting her any slack. He was asking her the tough questions. He was kind of making fun of her.
Ooh.
She didn't seem the brightest. He asked her about do you know what compartmentalize? Compartmentalize. That was it, right?
Yeah, and she was like, it means when you're deciding between two things, like you're stuck in the middle. And he was like, that's actually not at all.
Oh, man. I think Andy's getting tired. He is over these people.
He is too. He's got a baby now. Like, I think he's kind of getting like...
Yeah, I think he's a little embarrassed by a lot of these shows now. I mean, he's not really involved anymore. He does Watch What Happens Live. He has them on, but he's not totally involved.
Yeah.
Now, why are the guys sticking up for Catherine so much? What is their deal?
I don't get it.
I don't get it. And she is such an awful person. And I don't care if she's dating another Ravenel who happens to be black. It makes no difference to me. They're still together, by the way.
Is he an actual Ravenel?
I don't know. She didn't really explain his connection to Thomas Ravenel, but...
So I feel like in the early seasons of Southern Charm, like, Thomas was just so awful that we all felt bad for her. And now that he's gone, we're, like, truly seeing what she's like and who she is.
Yeah.
And it's just as bad, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't want to say worse, but she is an awful person. She's an awful friend to Danny. Poor Danny. Danny getting so upset. I felt that. Catherine's totally dismissing her. Like, well, I don't even know what you're saying. You're acting so crazy. And then Craig saying, why are you guys acting so crazy? It's like, oh my God, Craig, shut the fuck. And when Leva said, shut the fuck up like three times. I'm like, go Leva, go.
Oh my God, I am obsessed with her. I actually spoke to her last night on DM, and she said that she's getting the mean, like, she said she gets like 80% like horrible messages of people being like, you're reaching, like, you're like trying, like, just saying horrible things to her.
Oh my God. I just posted today what a queen she was for saying that.
God, and I was like, I could not disagree more. And I was like, and any time I posted about you, I was like, I've gotten nothing but positive feedback about you and like what you're standing for and the things you're saying. And like, I don't know if it's just people like from Charleston messaging her or whatever, yeah, just being like, you're disrespectful, you're like that, like,
wow.
But like, I get so much hate that like, finally having a nice message is,
I just felt for her, because you know when you're in that moment, you're so fired up, and no, you know, they're not there. When you're all fired up and somebody will say, calm down, you're like, shut the fuck up. It just riles you up even more. It's like, calm down, be quiet. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You don't say that. And for all of them to do that.
Right. And like, they were just nonstop, like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and
man.
All of them. It was awful.
And for defending Catherine, who never apologized for what she did.
That's the thing that they're arguing about. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
I'm just, I'm so over them. Oh, God. And Craig involving himself in absolutely everybody's conversations.
He's like a girl.
He really is. Yeah.
He's kind of like a girl.
He's with his Kate Spade phone case and like he just needs to stop. Oh my God. Like, and it's funny. I'm realizing like, he's not bringing his girlfriend to anything. Does he just not want the drama there?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
She's on next episode though.
Oh, okay.
They're together in the next episode.
Cause they're still together now. Right.
And that's also the finale next week.
Yes.
It is.
That was super quick.
Wow.
That was like, blink and it's gone.
Yeah.
By the way, have you seen Catherine's pictures now? Like, she's blonde and skinny. And
yeah,
she looks pretty good.
She does look amazing. I've like my weight has fluctuated like my entire 20s. I feel like there is no healthy way to get from, that was July last night.
Oh, wow.
I feel like she was posting in the fall being like really skinny. Like, wow, that's a lot of weight for.
Yeah, that is.
Very short amount of time.
Also, when she walks in, every time she walks in to go meet her best friend guys, she has on the most hideous outfits. They're like, oh my God, you look amazing.
Yeah, they do say that.
She, like, I have very minimalist taste. And to see what she wears is, like, those blue sunglasses.
Oh my God.
That,
awful.
Like, I can't believe that she actually pretended to work at Gwen's at one point.
Well, that's what I said. And Gwen, the girl that works at Gwen's, what's her name? Is her name Madison also?
Madison, yeah.
First off, does she have gray hair? Not that I'm saying anything about it, but I think she has some gray hair.
Like one piece, I feel like a big.
Yeah. But for her to have Catherine be their spokesperson, like what? And then Catherine's, you know, turning everything around on her being a victim. Oh my God, I can't believe they even mentioned my emoji thing. It's like, are you kidding? It's affecting their fucking business.
Yeah.
I just cannot. Like, she honestly shops like the sale rack at Forever 21, and everything she buys looks like it costs like $10.
Yeah, it's horrible. And I love how, I think Shep said, oh my God, you look so boho chic. I'm like, that's not fucking boho. That's like Holly Hobby-ish shit. It's like, no.
It's like, oh my, and then like Shep's girlfriend, like, well, I like dresses like so casually.
They were totally casual. But you know what? At least Catherine wasn't wearing those damn black faux leather Spanx leggings that she wears in every damn episode.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, let's finish with Below Deck. My God. I don't know. I mean, we don't think a lot of our listeners even watch Below Deck. I'm thoroughly enjoying this one.
I like Below Deck.
I love it. And thoughts on Rob, the new guy. I find him. Gina thinks he's too nerdy. I freaking think he's so cute.
I think he's too nerdy, too.
Really? Oh! I like a nerdy guy. I don't know. I like a little nerdy.
From somebody on a date, and they were saying the things he was saying. Ugh. I'd be so uncomfortable. I'd be like,
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wait. I take that back. Yes. If I was going to date him, I'd probably be like, what? Oh, God. But watching him, I think it's sweet.
He's so awkward.
And, like, I just cannot see him. Him and, like, the way Francesca is, I feel like she would eat him alive.
Oh, yeah.
Decided to pair up. Like,
also, for him to think that she's way above his pay grade, I'm like, oh, no. I mean, like, she's not above you. I mean, maybe she's more experienced than you, but she's not above you. She's like, I can't figure her out. She's got her issues, too.
She DMs me all the time.
No.
Does she?
Yeah, she's, like, very invested in my dating things. And then I actually had to stop making fun of her on my Below Deck things because she was watching all of them. And I felt bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I will say she saw all the things I've said about her, like her hair looking like shit all the time and, like, all that stuff. And she took it like a champ. Like, there, and I really respect when, like, people like that can really just laugh at themselves. And she was like that. And, you know, I was like, I'm not going to make fun of her. I'll just focus on making fun of Elizabeth from now on.
Well, then, that's easy. That's super easy.
Yeah, that is easy.
Oh, yeah, she makes it. After Below Deck, whenever people message me, they're like, I can't believe you, like, wrote that. I'm like, they make it so easy. I barely have to think when, like, I'm doing this.
You go there, like, when you put those things on there, I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
She was, like, dying at all the stuff I said about Rob. I was like, he's definitely a virgin. And she was like, yeah.
Okay, do you think, what are your thoughts about Eddie? Cute or not?
He's a nerd.
I thought that whole Rocky thing, like, really fucked up.
It was in bad taste. That was old Eddie, though.
Right.
I'm giving him a new Eddie.
I love you, Eddie. And I get so many messages from people being like, you and Eddie should date. I'm like, he lives in Baltimore, like, kind of far, but
not that far.
I know, it's like doable. It's just,
I think he was cute on Watch What Happens Live. He had that beard. I'm like a fan of Eddie. I think he's funny.
I love him this season. Yeah. Like, he is so funny. And just like when Rachel got like blackout, he's like, here we fucking go. And, yeah.
And when he was making fun of the charter guests this season, or just even last night. And
that was funny.
Oh, my God. Now, I know the one lady was out of control. That's, put her aside. The rest of the charter guests, I didn't think were that bad.
No, they weren't.
But they were acting like, oh, this entire group is ridiculous.
Because they were drinking.
They were drinking all day. But they didn't seem that bad at dinner. I mean, the one did, obviously. But they were annoyed with all of them.
When she burped and they showed her.
Oh, God. That was the best.
Dying.
The rest of the people, it's so funny because they're like, when she dove in and Captain Lee's like, we are turning back. You know, the charter's over. And then one of the guys goes, it's your friend. Like, to the other.
I was just talking about that with Ono Bravo last night and she missed it. I was like, he's like, it's your fucking friend.
I would be so pissed off. But you know, here's my thing. So they all know each other from a yacht club or wherever. Do you think they have yachts or boats? And because if they have yachts, they have captains driving those yachts and they have a lot of money.
What do they do? I mean, what's their occupation? Why are they so wealthy?
I don't know.
I mean, like a yacht club, I feel like it's just always like a title. Like you have, I'm sure they have like these boats that are really nice that they can drive themselves, but they're not anywhere that size or need like. No, a crew.
I can't imagine.
No, they have sailboats.
Imagine.
That's what they
you
have.
Think?
They
yeah,
have a sailboat.
I think it's something like a sail. Yeah, definitely nothing where they need like a captain or a crew.
Do we think they're actually going to make them get off the
I don't
get
know.
Off the boat, kick them off?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I feel like I really could go either way. I don't think I've ever seen anyone in my life as angry as Captain Lee.
Oh,
was.
My God.
I was afraid. I was like, oh, my God, Captain Lee. And then James is like, this is amazing. That's the way I would be watching it all go down.
I don't think she got out of the water because she was so afraid of him. Like, I'd rather drown or be, like, eaten by sharks than get out and, like, deal with the aftermath of that.
Oh, that's bad.
I'm trying to think, if you're that drunk and you don't get in water, does it sort of sober you up a little bit or no? Or are you still just,
so.
Like...
I fell off a boat once when I was really drunk. And I feel like I came up and was like, it, like, brought me back to life.
Yeah, that's how I would feel.
But, I mean, Dolores, I feel like she knows she's fucked, and that's why she keeps, like, drifting off to sea.
She's like, I'll swim back. No, don't worry about me.
She's just like, let me, like, die here. Like, this is my home now. Like, but I don't know. Part of me feels like he'll sleep on it and be like, all right, you know what? It needs to change, and this is what you have to do if you want to stay. But he was like, we're turning around now.
I
so
know.
I don't know.
The rest of that table was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. They were all afraid.
They were all afraid. I have a feeling he might.
Yeah, I think so,
you
too.
Know,
yeah, change, she'll apologize. She'll get out, apologize tomorrow, and all will be well.
I mean, he's not like an unreasonable person.
No.
Where, I mean, part of me feels like it would be so funny if he actually made them all leave like in the middle of the night like that.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
But no, I feel like he's too nice. Captain Sandy would be like, get the fuck out of here. But
I know. I love Captain Lee, and I love how Eddie during the day was going, you know what, Captain Lee, you need to get out of this fucking dinner. They've been drinking all day. Almost like they are not fun and you will not like them. So and, try yeah. to get, you need to fake sickness, get out of this
and
dinner.
And he was right.
Yeah.
Captain Lee barely spoke that entire dinner. And like that, Dolores is like, when are you going to get naked?
Oh God. It was so uncomfortable. Oh man, I forgot about that. So what do you think is going to happen with Jay? We did not see Ashling and James flirting. We saw that in the previews of what could happen, but we didn't see it. I thought we were going to see it tonight or whatever.
I mean,
this week,
like the coming up on this season, where they play the second half. I think Elizabeth has a very rude awakening coming for her, and she's going to get her heart shattered.
Well, the fact that they only kissed and she was going, oh, my God, yeah, we kissed in the hot tub. I'm thinking,
yeah,
if you did something more, maybe, but you kissed in the hot tub. Like, why is that such a big deal?
That's like eighth grade.
Yeah. Yeah. James is not going to have it. He is like, what did he say? I haven't been in a relationship forever. I'd never want one. He's totally
and
into
especially
himself.
Especially not with her.
No.
I know. I mean, I don't know if it's just like my cynical way of living and where but like all that crystal shit when she's like, I brought like my crystal on the boat, and like when her and Izzy went to the beach and she was like, I brought my crystals, like it's gonna bring us good luck, and then she fucking forgot the champagne, like, so he's just like, yes, like the energy and the vibes of like Francesca are just like meshing with my vibe, like shut the fuck up, do your job.
She's exactly. horrible at her job. She doesn't remember anything when those guests were on there. And she's in the kitchen doing I don't know what. And they're like, we'd like a drink. And she's just like, la, 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 oblivious. La, 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 la.
I know. And the thing with her is that I genuinely think she thinks she's doing a good job. Like,
oh, for
there's
sure.
not a doubt in her mind that she's not killing it and that Francesca's just not saying it. And it's so funny because, like, James is also so incompetent. It's like the most two lackluster employees that happen to find each other.
That Rob and James do have a little bromance going on.
I thought they were going to kiss.
I know. Exactly.
Well, you know what? Rob's a gypsy. You guys just don't get him.
I can't figure Rob out.
I can't either. That's why I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm in the woods and I talk to rocks and I talk to the wildlife. And
what?
Wait, Jem, what don't you like about this? Come on.
Like, I feel like I went on a date with him the other night. Like, he's very similar to the guy that I just went out with. And I feel like they could be together.
On that note, in all of Bravoverse, which single guy, or even married, I don't care, who would you most likely want to go out on a date with? Who do you think you would match with the best?
I think, so I used to really have a crush on Craig. And I was like, thought he was so cute. I loved his little sewing thing. Then when Southern Charm aired and he was so weird about COVID, I tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. I was like, you know what? In the beginning, none of us knew what it was. Like, we were all confused. And then when it showed the summer and he was like, it's still not real. I was like, I never want to talk to you again, even though I've never spoken to him. But like, and I really think, I really have a crush on Eddie. I really do.
We're going to ship this and make it happen. Ship. Ship.
Like, I love his sarcastic, like, sense of humor.
I do, too. How tall do you think Eddie is? This could be an issue.
Ugh, this could definitely be an issue. He's, like, 5'8".
Yeah, no, do you think
so. How tall are you, Jen?
I'm 5'6".
Well, that could possibly work.
I don't think he has much on me. I don't.
I don't think your dad would like that.
Yeah.
I know my dad, who's like 87 feet tall. And like, he would like terrify Eddie. But
well, my daughter's 30 and is engaged to a 5'7", and my daughter's 5'6". So.
Okay. So that's like, I mean, it's not a deal breaker for me. I just.
Well, no. Apparently not. But I mean, when you wear heels, it's a little.
It is rough. She doesn't listen to this, does she?
No.
I always think, like, I think, look at Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. She's so much taller. Gigi Hadid and Zayn Malik.
True.
She's, like, 5 inches taller than him.
True.
Is she 5 inches taller? I didn't know that.
She's, like, 5'11", and he's, like, 5'7". I looked it up one day.
Oh, my God.
In the photo one day that I was, like, there's no way he's not, like, a hobbit or... I need to know.
I'm trying to think. They're both so good looking. Could you get past it? I'm not sure.
I couldn't.
I don't think I could either.
I'm kind of a tall girl too, and I
couldn't. You are.
No,
that would be hard for me.
It definitely would be. I mean, it looks funny in their pictures,
it does.
Which is why I even looked it up in the first place, because it looked so weird. I'm gonna DM Eddie and ask.
Oh my! Wait, has he ever responded to your DMs?
I've never DM'd him before.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, my sister's boyfriend actually has a place in Baltimore.
Perfect.
This is going to happen. You have to do it. What are you just going to say? Wait, what are you going to say? How tall are you?
I go Eddie with hearts. I go with how tall you are.
I
want to know if I'm right.
And I think you need to say, I'm 5'7"?
5'6".
I'm 5'6". Wink. Of course I'm old. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
This is what you would tell your daughter.
Whatever I've been doing hasn't been working. I'm open for advice.
I love you're taking dating advice from the dames who dash,
exactly.
who are probably your mother's age.
Who have kids your age.
With the way things went last night, I would listen to fucking
anybody.
I would listen to like Tamara Judge for a date.
Oh, God. Like, no, shame on you.
I talked to Vicky about
like, no. Now you've crossed the line. You've gone to the dark side. No.
I think we want to hear more about the date and how it went down last night.
I mean, the date, I'm not even exaggerating, was 30 minutes long. I can't, and I mean, I know that the restaurant rules here are like very strict. I didn't realize they closed at like 7:30 on Sundays. So we got there at like 7. They brought our food right away. And I was like, oh my God, it's over. And the second I sat down, though, I knew I didn't like him at all. And the bill came, and like he made me split the check.
Wait, how did he make you do that?
So he was just like, this is the most cringy thing ever. The bill came, and he's like, all right, so your salad was 12.
No.
Yep. And we each got one glass of wine, and he was like, your glass was $12, and mine was 10.
Oh.
Like, I was like, oh my God.
Goodbye.
What is happening?
That's awful.
And everyone's like, you should have told him that when he asked you like what he could change. And I was like, I didn't even want to get into it. Honestly, no. That's not my responsibility. Whatever.
Wait, he had the nerve to ask you what he could change.
Yes, he did.
He itemized the bill.
Yes, he messaged her and said, I know you don't like me, but what can I change? Not that I'm going to change anything about myself, but what do you think I can change to self-improve?
Okay, well, he's been down this road before then.
Clearly.
Like, I had texted him, like, a really nice, like, I had fun with you, but I just don't see a connection thing. And he was like, I respect it. 2.5 hours later, I get, this is totally optional, but if you could identify something about me that didn't click, it would help me understand going forward. It's not like I'd change who I am at all, but I could make it more clear to women exactly who I am. I'll take no offense. And again, this is totally optional.
Oh, like, my God.
What are you, holding a gun to my head and being like, what happened? You had to mention twice that this was optional. Like, thank you for making this optional for me.
And like, oh, my God.
And then I just answered because I was afraid he would never leave me alone.
Yeah.
And I was like, nothing you did just wasn't a spark. Like,
it's not you.
It's not you. It's me.
Maybe just don't like recite the bill in front of your date next time and talk about like how their drink was $2 more than yours.
No.
Like once I'm comfortable with someone and we're like established, I totally understand. Like, oh, I'll get drinks. Like, and it all evens out.
Yeah.
I feel like
you
don't have to keep track and be like, well, I paid like last night, but I do feel like it's a really nice gesture to pay, like, while you're still getting to know each other. And it just, like, makes you seem interested, too, like, as a guy. Like,
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, okay, he likes me, and he wants to, like, go out again. I mean, when he asked me out again last night for 2 weeks from now. Like, are you available on the 15th or 16th? I was like,
Oh, my God.
Neither.
Ways away, but like
my daughter said that when she goes on her first date, I say let's split it, because she goes, I don't want to feel like I have to owe him anything. So she's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna say let's split the bill.
I do too, but then they're always, the test is like, are they like, no, I got it.
Exactly. Yes, agreed. Okay, so we know what'll happen next, you and Eddie. That's it.
Yeah.
Let us know if he gets back to you.
Oh, don't you worry. And I'm like, has he read it yet? Like,
thank you, Jen, for coming on.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And everybody, you got to follow her. Blocked by Jax. It's so hilarious. Wait, so officially, were you blocked by Jax, Taylor?
Yeah, Brittany actually blocked me first.
What did you do?
Yeah, what did you say?
I forget what I posted for Brittany. It was like something so dumb that I couldn't believe she actually blocked me. And at the time, I had like 5 followers. So Jax, I wrote on something, and it was funny because it wasn't even to him, and I don't even think he was tagged in it, but he must just look himself up so much on the internet and troll himself, that I wrote that I wished his wedding was during COVID, because then we would have had to sit through those episodes of his wedding. I'm blocked by a handful of people. I'm blocked by him, Brittany, James Kennedy, Lisa Rinna, Kelly Dodd, Teddy Mellencamp. There's definitely more.
I don't think you're missing anything on any of those.
I was excited because James Kennedy called me a cunt and then blocked me. And I wish they printed it out. It was like, you're a cunt.
Oh, my. Did you screenshot it?
Honestly, it was so... At that time, my account just started getting, a little bigger. And you know how they only show, some of the DM? It was just so too far back at that point. Oh, but I was like, man, you know what? I want to keep this forever. I, treasured that moment. I was like, yes, he said something instead of blocking me a cunt.
Wow.
Crazy.
And Vicky blocked me on my personal one. Well, I said something about her. I said something about Troy.
Well, you are so much fun. We really enjoyed having you. Well, we need to have you again.
People I've talked to on a podcast yet. And I never say that to anybody.
Say that again. You went blank.
You guys have been the most fun to talk to out of everyone that I've ever gone on their show, anything. You guys are I feel the most natural fun. I feel where it's just easy and not forced, and you're so much fun.
Oh, thank you. I mean, we think we're pretty fun and funny, but you know, it's nice to hear somebody else say it.
I'll say a swear word and people I'll see their face and I'm
Oh no.
I have a problem. I have a problem with swearing now. My husband actually said, I did a video and I swore twice in one little part, and he's like, God, you're saying fuck a lot. I go, yeah, I know. And he's actually the swearer in the family. He is the swearer. And I'm like, oh my God, I've totally taken that over. But it feels so good.
Get it out.
It's like a release.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed. I will literally come back whenever.
Yay! Oh, we would love to have you. We love your page, and we're obsessed. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And the only people we know in New York are our gay friends. So we need to have you. We need to know a single girl. Thanks, Jen.
Love her.
So we just have a little Plathville and 90 Day Fiancé to finish up. Yeah. Plathville was the last episode of the season.
Grab your mic.
Whoops. Maybe you want to. You think I'm just chatting? I mean, we are.
We're just having a casual conversation.
I am having a casual conversation. Gina had her mic in her holder far away. What's going on?
I'm sitting back. Yeah, so what are you going to talk about? Yeah, so this was the last episode. Oh, and I'm kind of bummed.
Are you sure? Are we sure it's the last episode?
Yeah, it was the finale.
It was.
Yeah. They don't have a reunion. A family.
God,
reunion.
I wish. Listen, people are messaging us about Plathville more than any other show. They're just discovering it. Nobody's disappointed.
Nobody's disappointed. I got my brother and my sister. My brother is in on it.
Oh
now.
My God. Well, your brother's pretty easy. He's pretty easy. And I could get my brother in on it too, maybe.
Totally in on it.
Poor Ethan, when he goes to visit his parents.
He's broken inside. This is so hurtful for him.
So I didn't realize. It's been a year since he's seen his parents. He said a year and a half.
Since he's seen his parents or his
siblings? Well, maybe the siblings.
I think it's
the
siblings.
Oh, maybe that's what he said. When they showed last season how kind of young and he looked so wholesome. And now this season.
He's got a tattoo.
He's got the beard. Yeah. His hair's cut. And these parents, my God, fucking psycho. The dad standing there with a grin on his face, fiddling with his fingers, and they showed
him
with his cargo shorts. That was fucking crazy.
Weird.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was just weird and uncomfortable, and the fact that he wanted to say goodbye to his siblings because he might be moving soon, and the mom, because he even said that you're the neck that turns the head,
yeah,
which was spot on, which is what we thought from the beginning.
But guess what? Then Barry got fired up because then he was like, well, let's go say bye to Olivia in her car. He's like, no, I said I want to bring my siblings to the car to say bye to Olivia. I don't want you there. And he's like, I'm going to just go there. He was so pissed that Ethan said that.
He was pissed. But did you see the way he walked away? He was kind of marching.
Oh, yeah.
It was very weird.
He's a strange guy. Did I feel sorry for him a little bit? I felt sorry for...
For who?
For Barry. I don't know.
You
no,
did?
No, not this episode. But before, I felt like Kim
held
him by
to.
His balls.
Well, yeah, she does.
She does. But this episode, when, Ethan called him on that, And he was just kind of like puckered up and was like, fuck you, I'm going to go out and say goodbye to Olivia. Like, are you fucking serious?
I don't understand. Why is that such a big deal that the mom...
They want full control of everything. What is Olivia going to do in the car to say goodbye? She's hugging those kids. And then that poor son. What's the name of the one that lives at home still?
Oh, shoot.
I forget.
I can't remember.
Anyway, he yells, Mom, you're making it worse.
And the mom is oblivious.
And like, that daughter who lives at home is crying and saying, can we all forgive each other or something? It's like, oh my God. And Ethan says, well, I guess I'll see them all when they're 18. Like, fuck you, parents.
This is such abuse for these kids that they can't see their siblings. They can't even walk to the car to say goodbye.
No.
Why does the mom kept saying, we'll have her come here.
Full control. She just wants control
of
everything
and
everybody.
I'll take the picture. You want a picture? I'll be the one to take the picture. And I thought, listen, bitch, you need to just get your ass back in the house. Let those poor kids go say goodbye. Let them take their picture and shut the fuck up.
And then later, Mariah and Micah come over. And they're trying because they want to have a connection with their siblings.
I honestly don't know how they could even try.
Well,
they treat them differently.
They do
because they don't like Olivia.
Correct. They don't like Olivia. So Olivia and Ethan are a whole separate entity.
Yeah.
These poor children don't have, you know, they still want their parents and their siblings. Like,
yeah,
they're young. What, 17 and 18?
So yeah, something like
that. Yeah, they want to go home and visit and see their brothers and sisters. And for Barry and Kim to be like, oh my God, yes, Mariah, you're singing. I will go to see you at your first performance, even if it's at a bar. I'm totally behind you and supportive. See, if Ethan and Olivia came over and talked to us like adults, like the other children do, bullshit, fuck you, Kim.
I say the same because
I'm a little passionate.
I know, we both are. But I thought the way that Ethan handled it, he was very mature. He was very calm. What is the problem?
I don't know.
I mean,
he was so mature.
Bravo,
bravo, Ethan. I felt so much compassion for him. I thought, good for you for standing up for yourself. I felt bad for him because he had to choose his wife over his family.
Yeah.
But that's because of his parents. Because Olivia's not really asking him to do that. She's just asking for, like, can your parents respect me a little bit? Maybe get a little bit of a, or for her, I think she just needed an apology from the parents.
Yeah.
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 That's it.
It was
sad. Yeah.
Dad, it's over.
We'll see what happens next time. And then 90 Day Fiancé, you know, it's moving so slow.
It's very
I just
slow.
Can't with these people. Like,
very slow.
Like who? Like what's going on? Nothing. Julia and Brandon, they are forcing labor on her.
Yeah, but do you think that's kind of for the show?
It is.
I mean,
it's fully
for the show.
It's fully for the show. They're not going to require her to work with the pigs that she's afraid of.
No, and Brandon needs to stand up to his
mom. Yes.
I mean, even the grandpa said, leave him alone.
Yeah.
They were embarrassing him because there were hickeys on Julia's neck. And then, oh God, Betty was not happy that they selected a wedding date because it's fucking Mother's Day weekend.
And
who cares?
Also, the way they said, you know, Mother's Day weekend, you don't want to have your wedding anniversary on Mother's Day weekend. Well, fuck you, Betty. It changes every year.
Yeah, and why
Mother's
not?
Day changes every year. She's ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous.
Stupid.
Did you catch that they had their names on their doors?
Brandon
and Julia.
Oh, God, no.
I was dying.
Stephanie, 52. She's the one that's single, still waiting for her guy. He, you know, she sends him a lot of money. And
well,
that's the only thing.
For him to work.
Oh, she's paying for his wages because she had the friend that owned the hotel. And the hotel couldn't afford to pay him. And so she's like, I'll pay his wages. But don't let him know because he's very prideful. All right,
he's
Stephanie.
Very prideful. Yeah, right.
Sure.
He doesn't want to even have anything to do with
it. Absolutely not. Jovi and Yara.
Yeah, I mean, they're both kind of miserable.
They're just stubborn. And she's just pissed because he's going to go off and work and leave her. But she knew his job was 4 weeks away, 4 weeks home, whatever
it is.
Yeah,
this is not new news to her.
No, and I don't know if this is just for the show.
Did you hear that they actually did get married?
Oh, no.
In February 14th.
Spoiler
alert. And they had a baby girl September.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. So this was a long time. Well, this was before COVID. So yeah,
it'll be a year. So they got married in 2020.
They will make very cute babies, and I'm sure they did.
Yeah,
Mike and Natalie. This is not going
well.
She's a pain in the ass. He needs to let her go. That's it. No more. Hopefully, he sent her home, and that's real. Hazel and Tariq. I just kind of feel sorry for Hazel right now. And Tariq loves a tank top. He's a fan of a tank top.
He loves a tank top, but isn't he in Florida? Where is he?
No, he's in Virginia.
Oh, that's right. Virginia Beach.
First day she's there, they want to go look at, he wants to look at wedding venues. She's like, I'm just not ready for this.
No, it was too soon. Yeah. But they always do that.
They always rush it. It's stupid. She has 90 days. I'm sure she's still here. I'm sure they got married.
It always makes me laugh when these people from other countries come and then they eat an American, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And people from out of this country are always shocked
the
by
proportions.
The amount of food that Americans eat.
Because we're fat fucks.
I know. Apparently.
That's it. We're fat fucks.
And then Rebecca and Zayed. Yeah.
He's leaving to come fly in and meet her. We know he's here.
And that's all we saw. Him going to the airport and saying goodbye to his family.
Lots of family time there. He did cut his hair and he looks a little better.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So that's it. Atlanta. Did you do Atlanta?
I forgot about Atlanta. All right. What happened? Oh, it's Cynthia being... she's kind of a pain in the ass about the wedding.
The whole wedding thing, which I've kind of lost some respect for her just because of the fact that
And we know she had it during the pandemic and she was pushing.
Yeah, then Kenya is invited to Portia's... What was that? I mean, some people are having a problem with the fact that she had a party or a celebration. Yeah.
Like a celebration for all the good work you've done. Her sister threw it for her.
Her sister threw it, but some people are... not happy with
it. Well, and listen, it was for the show.
It was for the
whatever. Portia's doing good work. I appreciate what she did. I really do. Like, I'm not just saying that. I really do. And she didn't do it for the notoriety. I don't like that Kenya was uninvited to the party.
That was bad.
What is she going to do? But, you know, I don't think the way she was uninvited was appropriate.
I don't think so either. It was pretty tacky. Mm-hmm. And Ralph's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Drew. Ralph is awful.
Well, I don't understand what the attraction is. Why is Drew even attracted to
him? I don't know. Because
he doesn't treat her very
well. She's beautiful. And she has a son from a previous marriage that he adopted, I think. Or he was treating him great. And then all of a sudden, it's like, he's not treating him so well. So that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, no. And they did bring in some new ladies at Portia's party who we have no idea who they are. And they're probably going to try to integrate them into the cast as friends of or something. And then we just had a Married at First Sight kickoff, which they're dragging the shit out of this one.
I don't even want to start talking about these couples until we see them get married because they're showing us stuff like 3 hours of here's them. Here's how. And we're going to see it again next week when they get married.
It's rehashing.
So I'm going to hold off talking about them, except for the fact that I see maybe one of these 5 couples staying together.
I agree.
I don't agree with how they match them. We've seen some video of the bachelorette and bachelor parties. They seem freaking crazy. One of the guys brings a blow-up doll. The other one's flirting with the stripper. This is what we saw last time.
There's a big age gap with one that are totally on different pages.
Totally. So this matching is going to be crazy.
I think it's off.
Yeah. So I don't like how much time they're spending. This whole 3 hours was, let's bring back these other couples that are still together to talk about these new couples. Well, I don't like that. It's too soon.
Too soon. Too much too soon.
Too much. And we just saw you.
Exactly.
And we see you on your YouTube channel. We know what's going on.
Yeah.
Too much. That's it. Have a great weekend.
Happy.
And you guys, we're putting out a special episode Sunday with Just Bachelor with our interview with Kenny.
Rawr.
Oh, did I just do
that? Don't.
Ooh, I don't do that. Oh, God. Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.